Dreamscape presents Move It or Lose It by Gracie Ruth Mitchell. Narrated by Andrea Ems and David Bendina. Chapter 1. Scarlet. I don't have definitive proof, but I think it's very possible someone was murdered in my apartment. It just gives off those vibes, you know? Suspicious carpet stains and cracked linoleum and yellowing wallpaper. Dingy buzzing lights and water that only ever gets lukewarm. Minimal natural light due to the lack of windows. It's the kind of place you see snapshots of on the news, cordoned off with crime scene tape, and think to yourself, oh, yeah, definitely. Like, of course they found a jar of eyeballs in the fridge. Of course they recovered 3 kidnapped children from the closet. It's just that kind of place. The appearance of my apartment isn't what tipped me off about its almost certainly morbid past, though. When I moved in here, I was ecstatic to have a place to call my own. I was recovering from a broken heart. Correction, trying to recover from a broken heart. And the prospect of living in a new place gave me hope. So when I first laid eyes on apartment 23 at Tampa Court Apartments, not located in Tampa, by the way, things looked pretty good to me. No, the first clue was my landlord, because he is, and I suspect always has been, the kind of man that just makes a girl feel stabby. So stabby. If I have rage screamed into my pillow over this man once, I have done it 100 times. It just makes sense that previous tenants of this hellhole would also have felt that same rage, leading to possible violent and/or murderish activities. I certainly know I'm considering it right about now. Mr. Bradigan's sneer is a lopsided thing as he glares up at me. His mustache is a weird color, too, and it's distracting. His hair is dark brown, shot through with wiry gray, but the feather duster on his upper lip is honest-to-goodness blonde, like Marilyn Monroe Grace Kelly blonde. I have to think the coloring is on purpose, because how would that ever happen naturally? But I don't want to ask. It is my sincerest hope to move out of here and never think about this man ever again. And I'm so close. Your lease is not up, Miss Downing, he says, his arms folded firmly over his paunch as he stands in my doorway. Which means you're responsible for finding a new tenant, and you'll continue to pay me monthly until you've done so, regardless of where you're living at the time. I already found someone, I say to his mustache, realizing only at the last second that I'm staring. I jerk my eyes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?